Welcome to the blogcast, Let There Be Luz. I'm your host, Linda Garcia, also known as Luz Warrior. The intention of this blogcast is to bring spirituality to the forefront, to not be afraid of what your intuition is telling you, but to encourage you to take action on it. Hello, everyone. Happy birthday. Where the heck did that come from? What the? Happy birthday. That's interesting. I'm going to have to sit on that for a minute. Maybe, just maybe, someone that is listening to this episode, no matter when you're listening to it, next week, next year, whenever, maybe it's your birthday today. Have a very happy birthday. May you work out your blockages before you reach your goals. That's my wish for you. Welcome back to another episode of Let There Be Luz. I wish I could say I have something extremely exciting planned, but I don't. What I originally had planned didn't work out. So here we are with no real agenda, but I do have a vague idea of what I want to talk about. So after I recorded A Mother's Intuition, Letters to Luz, if you haven't heard that, it's episode 29, the episode right before that. Oh my goodness, this is episode 30. A nice round number. I cannot believe that I have made it this far to episode 30. I feel like a podcasting rookie pro, if that's even a thing. I am so grateful that we have made it thus far. Thank you so much for your support on this journey. So what I kind of wanted to touch on was, as I mentioned, the last episode, A Mother's Intuition on Letters to Luz. Alfonso's my fiance, by the way. I feel like I never mention who he is. I just mention him and assume that you guys know who he is. He is my fiance. We've been together for almost 6 years now. And he is also the father of my baby, Benicio. And fun fact, I am 9, sometimes 10 years older than Alfonso, which was crazy in the beginning. Okay, so he listens to every single one of my episodes before they are uploaded. He makes sure that everything is cool and good to go. When he heard last week's episode, he was really adamant that he wanted me to remove the part where I said everything happens for a reason and that, you know, there are no mistakes because this is what took place. I understood what he meant and where he was coming from. So what he was trying to tell me was that I was being insensitive to what had taken place. He just really felt that comment that I made to be shocking, or not the comment, but the outlook that I had on the situation. And I had to remind him that this is a comment that is coming from someone that also faced sexual abuse day in and day out, from the time I was a very little girl until the time I was pretty much an adult. And my intention when I made that comment or speak from that perspective is simply to say that if I were to get caught up every single day reliving that experience, or wishing it had been different, or not accepting of what happened, I would not be where I am today. That's not to say that I am in a perfect place, that, you know, I have it all figured out, because I don't. I am healing and I'm learning right alongside everyone that's listening. I am by no means, quote unquote, you know, made it in terms of like healing and stuff. There's triggers that are surfaced all the time and I have to work through them. You know, I am getting stronger. I am getting better. And I am nowhere where I was a year ago, nowhere where I was 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I am definitely much more stronger in my journey. But when Alfonso said that to me, there was a slight moment where he made me feel a little insecure. Immediately, I had to let him know that I have to give my perspective from where I am right now, I cannot lower my vibration, come from a victim mentality so that people like him that don't really understand, has never really experienced anything like this, so that I can make people like him in his situation more comfortable. I have to be honest because I am coming from a place of faith. I have faith that everything I went through, no matter how horrendous it was, I went through it for a reason. And I promise you with all my heart that if I could go back and change it, I would not. Little baby Linda is such a strong and powerful component to adult Linda that I would not take away her experience so that maybe she can live an easier life. I am grateful in everything that has taken place, and I have forgiven, as hard as that might sound to some people, but I have forgiven those that hurt me. And I understand that they could potentially be in a worse off place than me. In other words, I would not like to be in the abuser's shoes because I can only imagine how much more healing they have to do than the healing that I have done and the work that I have done. And I forgive them. I have empathy. I also have empathy for, of course, for people that have been abused. Of course, I'm one of them. I have compassion, but I will not lower the way I see my outlook in order to make other people comfortable. And I hope that anyone that has gone through anything that is similar to what I have experienced and to what our beautiful angel experienced in Letters to Lose a Mother's Intuition, that they get to a place where I am at. I wanted to talk about that because it had been sitting with me, and I knew that if Alfonso felt this way, then there were other people that maybe were disconnected or still very much in a place of hurt that weren't able to see the light that I am able to see now. What I had planned didn't work out. I'm going to do it next week. I'm so excited for it, and I can't wait for you to hear next week's episode. But I knew that this episode was meant to be. It was interesting because my friend Yesenia, who is the host and creator of Somos Padres podcast, I'll link that information in the description. She asked me to go with her to something. She had an extra ticket and she's like, hey, you want to go with me here? And I just remember seeing the name Rob with a spotlight and a standing microphone, and I didn't even know what she was inviting me to. The only thing I knew is that I needed some time to myself just to get a little break from mommy duties. I've been on heavy mommy duties. My daughter's here. We'll talk about that next week. The day of the event, I still had no clue where I was going. As I mentioned, I did remember the name Rob. I was thinking it was Rob Lowe. He's a comedian, so I thought maybe it was a stand-up thing. I'm not a fan of Rob Lowe's or anything like that, but I thought, I'm just going to go. I didn't care where I was going. And Alfonso's like, you're going to go see Rob Lowe? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, really? And you're going with Yesenia? I was like, yeah, like so annoyed. What's the big deal? Leave me alone. I already told you where I'm going. Like, what's the big deal? And so as I started to think about it more, I'm like, that is kind of weird. So I go and I investigate. I click on the link and it's not Rob Lowe. It's Rob Bell. And I'm like, who the heck is Rob Bell? So I Google him and I see that he is a pastor. And I was like, oh, great. What did I get myself into? I was not interested in going to listen to a pastor. With all due respect, I'm just giving my honest opinion of what took place this day. And I was like, whatever, I already agreed. I'm absolutely going to go. She got tickets, which is weird. Who purchases tickets to go see a pastor? And when I told Alfonso, I'm like, it's not Rob Lowe, it's Rob Bell. And he was like, oh, that's the guy you like. No idea. I didn't click. And he was like, the everything is spiritual guy. I thought that Rob Bell was a scientist because I've heard his Everything is Spiritual talk. If you don't know who Rob Bell is, clearly I still don't know either. I would highly recommend for you to head over to YouTube and search Everything is Spiritual. It's a 1 hour class and it is so powerful and so eye-opening. And you'll see why I thought he was some sort of a scientist or something. He's not a scientist. He is a pastor. And he has the most incredible story. Let me just get to the point because I feel like I'm rambling. It was such a powerful experience. The topic was essentially finding joy. I'm still processing, I'm still working through it. But the overall message that he had was that it does not matter what you do for a living, what your credentials are, what you've accomplished, what your relationship is like. Nothing matters. It is all meaningless. The only thing that matters is that you enjoy today, right now, this moment, because you could die tomorrow. He goes on to express that some people have a really hard time living in this moment because sometimes we stand outside, we try to disconnect and separate ourselves from life and we become cynical. We stand in judgment and we're negative about everything that's happening around us and everything that we're witnessing. That helps us separate ourselves from our current experience. In the darkness, yes, but we're staying in almost what I would call like a purgatory darkness, where you're not embracing darkness all the way and you're nowhere near the light. So you're like somewhere stuck in the middle. And so what he suggests is for you to actually go into the depths of the darkness and really feel all the way what it is like to be in the dark. And that when you're in that dark, all the way down pit bottom, then that is when you begin to see the light. And that, my friends, is what last week's mother, her letter, that is what she did. She was able to let herself go all the way down into the dark, punishing herself, doing everything she needed to do in order to eventually break through and begin to see the light gleaming through. So once you surrender to the darkness, you will be able to pull yourself through the other side and finally accept what took place. Forgive all those involved because you finally understand that none of it matters. And it surely doesn't matter to live it over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's gone. It's over. All that matters is that you live today with as much happiness and as much joy that you can. That this is all that we have. We're not promised anything else. It is all that matters. As I was processing all of these thoughts and giving thanks to my soul for going into the depths of the darkness and eventually being able to see the light. As I said, I'm still working through and peeling back the layers every day. And I hope, I pray that I get to peel back the layers until the day that I die. I don't want to ever think that I have it all figured out. This is such an incredible journey and such an incredible experience, and I want to be able to gain as much as I can while I walk this earth because I know that it is a limited experience. And sometimes that means having to go through challenging times, having to go through times that make me want to give up. While I was processing all of this, I saw today that Kate Spade hung herself with a scarf. That news really tied everything together. What I heard Alfonso say on my perspective a week ago based on the last episode what I heard last night. What I learned is that we must focus on ourselves and the triggers that we need to heal. It is not enough to be able to disconnect yourself and not connect emotionally to what is happening. That's not the answer. So that then later, 20, 15, 5 years from now, you can be in a less healthier space and an even darker space that you've been living with for so many years that you've now become accustomed to, that it's even much more difficult to pull out of. It is so important that we begin working on our pain points, our relationships with other people. That doesn't necessarily mean that we need to go out and, you know, speak to the person that hurt us or anything like that. It just means that you need to review what patterns are taking place for you. And every time you feel that someone has caused you some sort of pain or they've deceived you or broken your heart, then I would really like to encourage you to actually take a closer look at what is taking place and what your participation in the event was. And don't punish yourself over your participation. Just forgive yourself and learn to forgive the other person. Success and career, achievements, money, none of that matters. None of it matters if we are not in a place where we are healing ourselves. Kate Spade, such a brilliant woman in her 50s that created an incredible brand, is a true testament to this. It doesn't matter how successful we are. It doesn't matter that we could potentially have an apartment on Park Avenue. If we haven't worked on our demons, there's no joy. There's a verse in the Bunny and Cardi B song, the song called I Like It, where Bunny says, "El que mira sufre y el que toca goza." That verse to me always penetrates my heart and my soul when I hear it. I'm going to translate it. It says, "The one that looks suffers, and the one that plays enjoys." I resonate so much with that verse because I feel like all we really want to do is be the person that plays and feel the feeling of enjoyment. The root word of enjoyment is joy. We don't want to stand on the sidelines looking and judging. Our real desire is to be part of the game and start playing and enjoying. It doesn't mean that your game is going to look like my game. It doesn't mean that my game is going to look like your game. We are all players in this game called life. And we all are here for a very specific reason, one that only you can manifest. And your job is to find out how to manifest this joy that you're carrying inside of you. And it is not to stand on the sidelines, and it is not to look in judgment or to disconnect yourself or to separate yourself from the entire game. Because I believe eventually find yourself in a place of bitterness. You too are supposed to be happy and find your purpose. This takes me into an announcement that I have that I was not planning on announcing, but I feel like it is just all tying together. Last weekend, or just a few days ago, I received a series of information, I guess, from my intuition on an event that I needed to create. So I began to create it, took the entire weekend to iron it all out. I will be having a red tent in the month of July. There will be no healings. I will be solely focused on this very special sacred red tent that will consist of 3 hours where we will be doing intensive exercises on identifying our own blockages, working on reflecting the feminine energy with other women. That is going to really help us identify blockages and move through them. And then we're going to go through an extreme intensive on intention setting. And then after that, we're going to move in even deeper. I have to tell you that as I began receiving the timeline for the event from my intuition, from God, I don't know, it was just pouring out of me. I was so shocked with the sacredness of the circle that is going to be created. I really wished that I would have had something like this accessible for me when I was younger. This event is going to be for anyone that has begun moon cycling. And also, if you have babies, you're more than welcome to bring your babies if they're attached, if they're latched onto you. That is fine. I can't wait to give you guys more information. Like I said, I did not plan on talking about this today. But I definitely do want to give you a heads up, and I can see how a lot of what I'm working on is tied into what I'm learning or what is present for me in today and the last couple of days. The event will take place in Los Angeles. I will disclose more information, but I am happy that I'm letting you guys know and giving you guys a heads up. It is really going to be a special event that will only take place once a year. I see this being such a powerful experience for so many of us, and the event is 3 hours for that evening, but there are also 4 calls that will be attached to this event in particular. It's going to be the first of many, and I'm so excited to open up this space for all of us and, you know, continue to work on exercises like this. So I can't wait. And that's pretty much it. I love you so much. If you haven't rated us yet, please head over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Vote for more conscious content. Vote for more women creating content. Vote for more women of color creating content. If you haven't followed us on our Instagram, please do so at lettherebeluz.com. And I'm excited for next week's episode. I have a very special guest. You might be able to put the pieces together. See you next week. May the light within get stronger. Return to the one. Return to the one.